She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Recently in the mail, I received my reminder to go get my mammogram. And quite frankly, Andrea, I haven't made an appointment. I'm a little nervous about what I've heard. And I'm really excited today because we're going to be talking about thermography for breast health. What do you know about that, Andrea?
Well, you know, everything I do know is from Dr. Mostovoy, who we're going to be speaking to today. So he is, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to anything breast health related, he's the doctor we want to be speaking to. So I'm really excited to have him on the show.
Oh, terrific. Well, I want to welcome Dr. Alex Mostovoy. He's a writer, researcher, and public speaker. He's recognized as a leading authority on the application of clinical thermography. Hi, Dr. Mostovoy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, I'm wondering, should I be nervous about getting a mammogram? And also, tell us what thermography is and why that might be a better option.
Well, everyone kind of positions thermography and mammography as one versus the other, and I'd like to take a different look and perspective. Both tests have their definite place under the sun. Mammogram has been hit lately with a lot of kind of nasty news. In the past 10, 20 years, we have had a tendency to over-diagnose 1.3 million women with breast cancer. And that simply means that someone who is equivocal because of their mammography, they decided to err on the side of caution, and basically this patient was told that they have breast cancer and they actually don't. But the thing about mammography is that I am definitely for using mammography as a diagnostic tool. In other words, you have something, you have a lump or anything, and you want to escalate, you want to explore, it is an X-ray, and it provides us with information that pertains to structural or anatomical testing. So if you want to know the size, you know, the density, mammography is good for that. I'm not really sold on the idea that mammography is the best screening modality out there. Now, I know it has been considered to be the golden standard, but the data and many, many studies lately are coming up saying that mammograms really don't save lives. They are actually endangering a lot of women's lives because of radiation, because of overdiagnosis, because of all this trauma. And also, a mammogram is one of those tests that kind of looks at things in a binary manner. In other words, you either have something or you don't have something. So every year women are told to go have a mammogram. You go get this thing done. Hopefully it's negative, and you're told, okay, see you next year. Well, by the time a lesion gets to the point where it's becoming detectable, in other words, a small piece size, it takes about 8 to 9 years to get to that size. So you're 5, you're getting a mammogram, you're 6, you're getting a mammogram, you're 7, and you're told, see you next year, nothing to worry about. Does that really mean nothing is going on if it takes 8 to 9 years to get to the point of detection? So it's definitely not an early detection tool. Now, having said that, perhaps we don't have really other tools that are better than a mammogram. Well, I'm perfectly willing to live with that. But I think it's definitely overhyped. Now, where thermography comes in, and my personal interest in thermography, I've been doing this since 1999. So we've imaged over 20,000 women over the years. And what I find where thermography comes in, thermography simply means we're measuring temperature that comes to the surface of your skin. In other words, all the internal heat comes to the surface, to the breast surface. And by looking at differences between two breasts, differences in temperatures, certain patterns, a lot of vascular or heat that comes through your blood vessels in the breast, that's something that we can quantify and measure. And here's where thermography comes in, because it's really a test of physiology, or if you want to say how your breast functions. Now, what does that mean? It simply means that before you grow anything, there has to be blood supply called angiogenesis. And if that blood supply is concentrated in one particular area of the breast, and we look at the opposite side and we don't see anything, then we become a little suspicious as to what's going on with that particular area. And in that case, we definitely will ask the patient to escalate to make sure that they are not really dealing with anything at this point in time. And if it comes back negative, this is the best thing that I find about thermography, is that it becomes a proactive tool to measure someone's breast health. In other words, you don't have to wait.
Dr. Mosley, what I wanted to, sorry to interrupt you, but what I wanted to say was, you know, the thing about thermography is that it can really help to, I guess, we don't want to say prevent because that's not the right word, but it can help to see those changes occur up to what? Is it something like 10 years or 5 years in advance of something that actually could start to develop?
Well, this is hard to quantify 5 or 10 years in advance something that develops, but you're absolutely right. It is a tool that allows women and their physicians to take a look at their breast health, see who is at high risk, and then escalate that particular group to maybe a more vigorous screening, see who is at lower risk, and see how can we even lower that risk. I mean, we know what types of risk factors are involved in breast cancer. We're looking at hormonal issues, we're looking at dietary issues, we're looking at endocrine disorders, we're looking at many different risk factors. If we can go back and see, okay, now we have someone who is, let's say, equivocal or even high risk, how can we lower that risk? And then we can track the progress over a period of 6 months or a year and see whether or not the therapy is working.
Now, would the thermography pick up these changes, I guess, as the patient is going through them? So they could go every, it's safe to have it done every 6 months or every 3 months, I guess. Would it be safe?
Absolutely safe, because there's absolutely no radiation for a change. I always joke with my patients, for a change, they are radiating us. Because the way thermography works, it simply uses infrared camera. Infrared is natural kind of emission from your body. This is how you lose 60% of your heat. So the camera is actually a receiver rather than a giver, as opposed to, in the case of mammography or MRI, these are structural kind of tests, but they also have potential harm. There is no level of radiation that is safe. Whereas here, we're not using any compression. There's no contact with the patient, and we're simply measuring their temperatures, just like as simple as measuring your kid's temperature when they have a fever. Only instead of using one thermometer, the camera allows us 78,000 points of data. In other words, 78,000 thermometers are probing you.
So in the interest of time, more so, I'm curious, can you just take us through really quickly the procedure? So a patient walks into your office, it's very simple. They walk into your office. Now, I've had it done many, many times, but I'll let you explain it, Dr. Mosley. They sit down. What happens from that moment on?
Well, the main thing is to make sure that the lab where they're going to is qualified to do it properly. Not all of them are doing it by the internationally recognized standards. So you have to acclimate the patient for about 15 years. Then you take one set of images, what we call baseline. We then proceed in doing a cold water challenge test, and that's another thing that we want to get into, but just kind of to see how those blood vessels will vasoconstrict or vasodilate.
Okay.
And then we do another set of imaging called the functional set, and that's it. They're done. Then they get dressed, and someone will present them with a report of findings.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. We have about 30 seconds left, but you did mean 15 minutes, not 15 years. I'm guessing what you meant when you were saying that. But thank you for being on our show, Dr. Mosley. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.